Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Well, a very alarming situation. We talked about what happened last night with the gunman in Okemos, but pales in comparison to what they have been experiencing now in Genesee County, and 16 attacks reported. We want to bring in Matt Helms, Detroit Free Press staff writer. Hello, Matt. How are you?
How you doing, Jack?
Well, tell us the latest here. I guess this total continues to grow.
Yes, they had the Flint police announced today that one additional victim has come forward. It appears it went unnoticed by police, but around July 26th, a 26-year-old African American male was stabbed in the city, and he was initially in intensive care, and obviously couldn't tell his story to police. But given all the media attention to the alleged serial killer, he finally did come forward. So it's now a total of 16 victims, five of whom were killed in the Flint area.
Now, this does not include another four in Toledo and Virginia, correct?
Correct. Just over the weekend, I believe a 67-year-old African-American man in Toledo was stabbed outside a church, and that followed three similar cases in Leesburg, Virginia, which is in suburban Washington, D.C.
We had a chance yesterday to go over a lot of this with Harold Copas, a former FBI agent and head of Copas Security Consultants, and it was very frightening listening to him talk about the slasher just honing his craft, learning how to kill, and getting the taste of flesh like a lion or tiger.
You know, it's I don't know much about the kind of profile of a serial killer here, but obviously there's a lot of hatred and a lot of pent up anger here in order for him to have started with so many stabbings in Flint and then possibly taken his crime spree on the road all the way. You know, it's about a 10-hour drive to the Virginia area where these other stabbings took place.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's beyond my comprehension to understand what goes through somebody's mind like this.
We're talking with Matt Helms, Detroit Free Press staff writer, covering all these stabbings in Flint. And Matt, you're an outstanding reporter. You're not a psychologist, but whenever I see 20 attacks and 19 of them are from a white male on African Americans, I start to wonder. And even though Harold Copas said that he thought it was more an example of someone exerting power than a crime that had to do with race, there are some very disarming facts in this case.
Absolutely. And the authorities in Michigan have been a little reluctant to call this a crime of racism, but very clearly race plays a part. Out of the 16 victims in Flint, I believe all but one were African American.
Correct.
And in Virginia and Toledo, all of them, again, were African-American, all except for one,
right,
who was described as a dark-skinned Latino man, and, you know, who could have easily passed for black. So
right.
Very clearly, there has to be some sort of racial imprimatur for this, and I'm not quite sure, how it couldn't be considered
right
as a factor.
Right.
I absolutely can understand the power. The idea that, you know, he's trying to exert control over people, but why is he targeting, as police say he has, kind of vulnerable, in some cases older, African American men, who seem unable to fight back?
Well, I see that the latest case, 26 years old, and I think he's also had victims as young as 17. So he is getting young adult males who would be capable of putting up at least some form of resistance. But it sounds, Matt, as if his MO involves striking up a conversation, whether that's asking for directions or whatever. He isn't jumping out of the bushes and slashing people.
Yeah, exactly, and that's kind of what he's done. It's although in the Virginia cases, there seemed to be kind of a more of a surprise element with him just stopping one of the guys was a 19-year-old, and he was jogging and he told police that it was just came out of nowhere. And the second attack in Virginia was an elderly man who was sitting on the porch steps outside of his apartment, and the attacker walked in through the door and then came back out and in a split second stabbed the guy and took off. But in other instances, he's kind of lured victims closer to him by saying, you know, he was either looking for directions or he was having vehicle trouble. And that's kind of been his MO, as you put it, to feign the need for help. And then when his victims get close, he stabs them. Although in Virginia, the last case there, the gentleman was attacked with a hammer.
Besides the actual physical damage to these 20 people, and you mentioned of the five who have died, there's also a reign of terror associated whenever there is a crime like this. I mean, we even saw it with 9/11, what it did psychologically, and certainly last night we saw it here in Meridian Township with the gunmen and everyone barricading themselves in their houses. And it really strikes fear into an entire community, and I can understand why. But even the people that he is not attacking, he's attacking.
Absolutely, and the people in Flint are afraid. You know, they're putting out alarms to each other to not go out at night alone. If they do go out, you know, to kind of pair up with other people, and even if you're not necessarily afraid for yourself, I just can't imagine walking around Flint right now without kind of a suspicion of somebody, and you know, kind of keeping my eye out on a heightened alert. You know, I'm not black, but I would still be kind of worried about that myself too. You know, you just don't know,
right?
Where this guy's coming from and what he's doing, and quite frankly, whether he's back in Flint or where he might be next.
A lot of people have seen the police sketch the Michigan State Police artist has done, and it looks as if there's at least a heavy stubble, if not the start of a goatee here, and the suspect wearing a baseball cap in almost all cases, described as a muscular white male, a late 20s or early 30s, 5'11 to 6'2", weighing close to 200 pounds, light-colored hair. And also, there's a vehicle description here, right? We're talking about an SUV?
Yes, it's been almost uniform across all four states. All three states. It's probably the single factor that got all this kind of nationwide police attention.
This is what, a Chevy Blazer?
Yeah, it's a green kind of GMC Jimmy Chevy Blazer type of small SUV,
okay,
with a gold or green trim on the bottom, and it's described as a late model vehicle. And the police in Virginia actually put out a photo that kind of identified it, and that's probably been the most unifying factor among all these cases, is that vehicle.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how and when he slips up. And Matt, we will check back with you at some point as this case continues, but we were told last night that it's going to take a combination of public surveillance and personal stupidity on his part to bring him to justice. Matt,
absolutely.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll be back with Sandy Dragoo of CATA, one of the Michigan Hall of Fame inductees.